No, but like, don't.
I am so frustrated right now.
Oh yeah, go on.
I'm just gonna go ahead and thank the people that you always forget. Bom 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 bom. Thank you for leading us in, because your boy is tripping today.
I don't know who that is. I suspect it's me, but hey, everybody, welcome to the Connecticut Show. This is Travis Poppleton.
Wow. And this is Terrence Abney.
And I can tell I've done something very wrong here, but I haven't quite figured it out. Here's what I'm imagining. There we go. So Terrence picks up the drumsticks again today. And I may have given him the business about it. I do apologize for that, but we gotta salvage this. We got a whole show to do.
That's why Velda made you read that saying 132 times.
This is, there was a text that was sent to me. And I did not understand what it meant at all. And I may have said I've read it 132 times, and that was accurate.
How many times did you read it? Was it really 132?
I may have been, to your point, a little bit hyperbolic. But I don't remember. I just remember I kept reading it, and I was like, what is this text actually saying? Do you have it with you before we start the show?
Yes. Value anyone who supports you with nothing to gain from it. Read that again.
Yeah, which I did. I read it like 132 times.
So what did you gain from that?
I still don't totally understand it. Say it one more time.
Value anyone who supports you with nothing to gain from it.
Okay, I got it that time. I got it that time.
Read that again.
I think we hit it. Like, I that's a great saying. That's a really good saying.
What does it mean?
So this person doesn't get anything from supporting you, but they support you anyway. Remember that. That's what the saying says, right? That's what it means?
Doesn't say remember it. It says value it.
Yeah. I am notorious for putting my own words in and my own meaning in and just going all in on it. And I've had a few people say, that's not what I said. But here's the thing. I say it better.
Ooh.
I know. You're welcome, world.
Ooh.
You're welcome.
I hope Velda's listening to that.
Velda did not write that.
Sounds like you just call her stupid.
No. Velda did not write that.
Don't get scared now.
So this week, Terrence.
But she did send it.
We are way.
Yeah.
This has got to be by far like the most often left field opening we've ever done.
Yeah, especially since you're getting scared now. But I won't bring it up. You're trying to fly past it. Scared of Velda?
Am I scared of Velda? Yes. That's not even a thing. No, I would not pretend that I was not. Absolutely, I am. But also, I think I'm safe in this case because she did not say that. She sent it, and I totally get why she sent it, because it's a very valuable thing. It's just it was said in kind of a clunky way. Wouldn't you agree that there was a more eloquent way to say that, or even just a simpler way?
Don't try to drag me down in this quagmire. Travis.
So, for example, if you said, hey, if someone supports you, even when they have nothing to gain from it, that's important. Value that. That's fine. I wouldn't have had to. I think the read it again was evidence that even they knew they wrote it poorly. Like, they wrote that poorly, and they're like, my God, someone's going to have to read this like 10 times before they're going to get it. You know what? As opposed to wordsmithing this right now, I'm just going to write, read it again at the end. That's what I think happened.
But flowers for Velda, I hear good things.
All right. So this
inside
week on the
joke,
show,
everybody.
This week on the show. Actually, why not? It's where we're at. So last year, I think, for one of my graduate programs, I had Velda come and narrate a small like children's story.
Yes.
It was amazing. She's so good. She should do that full time.
You know what? Somebody else said that too.
Go on.
No, I had some friends listen to it and they were like, it's really good. She should consider doing some voiceovers.
I'm telling you, she should. There's like all of those sites where you could like do audio, where people are like, hey, I just wrote a book. I need someone to do the audio book, read it. And that you can make money off of it. I honestly think she should do it. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
And she's definitely our most requested guest of the three. Speaking of which, on this episode tonight, we were supposed to have the scientist.
From the 10th most dangerous mountain in the world.
From the 10th most dangerous mountain in the world. It was so dangerous. She went up every single morning for like 2 years. She should be on the show next week. So what happened this week?
I don't like that, just to be clear.
What happened this week was the studio, we got pushed back a half hour. And we actually record really late. I know it sounds like we're live on the radio right now, but the truth is we've already had this conversation.
She's stuck up on that high mountain and she's not getting the radio signal and couldn't make it down.
She's honestly one of the smartest people on the planet. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not even like throwing that out there. She's a data scientist with like an obscene background and so smart.
So she cusses a lot?
Yeah, she just always dropping the F-bomb when it comes to how smart she is.
I wish I had the drumsticks. Because I just hit a funny thing right there.
Yeah.
Boom.
So she should be joining us next week. She was supposed to be here tonight, and we messed up. Or I should say, we ended up getting in the studio quite late tonight, mm-hmm. and she couldn't mm-hmm. stay up. So I said, hey, we're going to be recording this late, or we could do it next week at this time. And she was like, I think next week's better.
She's so smart. Hey, what's the square root of this room?
She's not here, Terrence. She can't answer that.
But you just said she's the smartest person in the world, Travis.
I said she's one of them, and actually I will stand by that. She is just ridiculously smart.
We're going to see what the F equals MA and the C equals A squared plus B squared is on that.
I can't wait.
Right now.
Next week. So,
on my distal phalange.
So episode 27. Let's call episode 27 Mount Washington part one.
No.
And then part two will be when we go.
I'm getting tired of talking about Mount Washington anyway.
Mount Washington part one. You're just saying that because you don't want to go.
Not really. I think the fans have probably heard enough of it, so.
No, I totally agree
fans,
with that.
That's the last time we're talking about Mount Washington.
Except for next episode and when we take the train that Terrence is afraid of. The last two times we're talking about it.
And we bring my friend the scientist on, who's going to tell us the square root of this room.
And that's the first question we're going to ask her. What is the square root of this room?
Mm-hmm. It's 10.
She doesn't get 10. I do not think she's coming into studio, which will make that answer all the more miraculous. But it's okay because the last 2 weeks, you've been out doing cool things. We actually said last episode, we ended up getting on the origin story. Two episodes ago, we were like, oh, we should talk about this fall festival. And I'm not going to say which one because it's either Hebron or Hebron, and I have a 50-50 chance, and that means there's a 100% chance I'll get it wrong. Which one is it?
You said Hebron. That's right.
Hebron is the right one.
Yes.
The Hebron Autumn Festival.
Yes. Pure dopeness.
Pure dopeness.
Best fall festival I've ever been to in Hebron.
Wow. That's high praise. I bet you wish you had the drumsticks.
Right. I'm killing it over here today.
Very excited about this.
Yes, but not. You know what? Hebron has a fine fall festival.
So, first of all, where is Hebron?
Hebron is in Connecticut.
I feel like that was a total softball, but I legitimately have no idea where this place is.
As my daughter would say, Hebron is pretty much a neighboring town. It's like really about 15 miles from here.
All right. Well, you keep talking.
And guess how long it takes to get here? Get there.
30 minutes.
Boom. Takes about 30 minutes to get there, 35 on these backcountry streets, because you do not hit an interstate, as we often say. You go down some wild and windy roads, and you get there. There's a sign that said Hebron Fair or Hebron Fall Festival. And I want to say, Big E, you know, you got a few more animals, but I saw them. They were selling a hot tub there, too. No fried butter. Not as many food options. But not a terrible fare.
Can we go backwards for a minute? I looked up Hebron. Is it Hebron or Hebron?
Hebron.
Okay, that's faster. I looked up Hebron. I have the new iOS. Right? Just downloaded it. Just got it. When I looked up Hebron, it popped up and said, do you want to download the map for this section? And it made me download 20 megabytes. Oh, it's for their new offline mapping.
Boom.
So next time I'm in Hebron,
you're going to know it.
If there's no internet, I'll be like, well, that doesn't matter. That's what, okay, sorry. Hey, that's cool. Apple fans, I guess that's a new feature.
Indeed.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on like iOS 8. That's why I don't get your text sometimes.
There are so many places in Connecticut where you just go dead. I don't care what, if AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, you're driving and then all of a sudden it does that SOS thing or whatever up in the top. And there is a good chunk of Connecticut that's like that.
Yes, it's actually alarming.
So now I do want to go to those places and do this download. Actually, I guess you do it before you go to those places. Yeah,
don't get there, because remember, once you get there and the SOS is up, you're done.
All right. So now next time I'm in Hebron, that's the most important question. What is the cell service like in Hebron?
No, I had it.
Oh, all right.
I could talk to everybody, FaceTime the wife.
You could have saved me 20 megabytes.
No, I didn't tell you to download that.
No, I had no idea what it was. Okay, so it's the big E without the fried butter. That's what I'm hearing. But like for real, the big E is a big state fair.
So if
you were to compare it to any state fair, this is just a little local town.
It was small. It was a small local town fair. Some good rides. It is better, as you can probably imagine, for younger kids. Because it's not so much, it's not as much walking, and it's not as, and everything is just compact. So all the animals are here, you know, here. All the rides, here. And all the little things that take your money when you throw darts at it, they're like in one little spot. So it's not as bad getting around. So I appreciated that part. Again, less food options, but I will say, somebody there had a lobster roll that looked good. I didn't have it, but it looked good. And, you know, my daughter did have shrimp, and she went to school on Monday. Didn't make her sick. That's the point of that, y'all. She had shrimp from a truck at the fair, and she's okay.
How often do you get bad shrimp?
Hmm?
How often do you get bad shrimp?
I don't know, but I've never eaten shrimp at the fair from a truck.
I eat shrimp recklessly, and I don't know that I've ever been sick off shrimp. I've been unbelievably sick off of sushi.
Was it sushi? Okay, I thought that I was about to say, didn't you get sick off of shrimp? Yeah. But that was sushi.
I think possibly the sickest I've ever been in my life.
You can't be eating that New England sushi.
It didn't stop me from eating sushi at all, by the way. Like, it did nothing. I honestly probably should have gone to the emergency room. I was so sick from eating this. And like maybe a month later, it's like, all right, I'm ready for sushi again. Yeah. It's just good. It's just good stuff.
I've never seen the appeal of eating raw fish.
I now believe it's a thrill-seeking thing. It's one of those X-factor sports, you know?
Yeah. So never know until you eat it.
You never know. And maybe I guess that was
sitting
out
for 10 minutes. Maybe you're sitting out for 10 hours.
And that might be shrimp at a food truck too. But no, I mean like all the best stuff. Your po' boys are so much better with the fried shrimp. And I think they fry it to like hide how long it's been sitting out. I think that's part of why there's so much fried shrimp in the world. Yeah. And it's never deterred me. I've heard about bad shrimp. It's never in my life deterred me. I just wildly eat it.
Now, I was going to say this, price-wise for the Hebron Fair, if you're looking for comparison, significantly cheaper, of course. And for the price, again, I'm going back to Big E, so I can't compare now, but for the price, very comparable experience. And by the way, next year if you go, it is $2 on Thursday and $1 for the tickets for the rides. Like it was.
Wow, that's fantastic for any local fair.
That's why you should have went. Yeah. It went up to 35 the next day. No.
And I just sent you this, by the way.
Thank you.
There's like a list of the best fairs in New England. So if you're coming up here for autumn and you're like, I want to hit one of those beautiful New England fairs where they celebrate the fall leaves. We've got a few for you.
I always get confused. They always have the animals, the farm animals. And it's funny they have the farm animals in this area, considering this is such a farmy place. So it's really a bunch of animals that I see a lot. They have chickens, they have cows, they have horses, they have llamas, or what's those animals that look like llamas? It's something else they have. Yeah, animals that look like that were there. They had goats, but I'm like, I go outside and I'll see 12 wild turkeys. Like, what are you really showing me? So it's weird to have.
It's not emu. Emu's a bird. What are they called?
Starts with a P.
Alpacas.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Okay.
Alpacas, call us if you have a problem with the way we mispronounce your name.
Yeah. So you don't think they should have the farm animals in farm towns?
Not saying that. But it does seem weird to show us a whole bunch of animals that we see on a daily basis. Well, that at least that I can see on a daily basis at the fair. But kids love it. My daughter is dying to go see those chickens and goats and sheep that she can see at the neighbors down the street.
Yeah, no, for sure. Hey, I was excited to see the baby yard goats at the yard goats game. So
that's different. That's mascot.
Sure.
That's like seeing the husky.
Okay.
At the UConn Husky game.
I've got to say this. The new husky. So we have wee baby huskies growing now. The main husky, which is the mascot for the school, beautiful, beautiful husky. Are these babies the babies from that specific dog?
No.
Okay, so just other really beautiful huskies that they found, right? Mm-hmm. Babies. One of them is so cool because it's got like a Batman mask. So like, you should go look this up. Go to UConn's Insta account or something. The up-and-coming husky mascot really has, like, it looks like a Batman mask that it's wearing. It's just the coolest dog ever.
It's a cute fella.
Yeah.
I got to meet it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It knows you personally now.
Nah. I'll be getting close to dogs like that.
Fair enough.
Make it my life mission not to.
If you are in Maine in October, early October, October 1st, which, if you think about it, fall comes down, right? Like, it's probably turning already a lot more up there.
Okay, I thought you were about to say something bad about Maine again. You know you almost got jumped, though.
When you're up there wearing your flannels and swinging your axes, October 1st through October 8th, there is the Freiburg Fair, which is supposed to be lovely. And it's probably about right, because what are we, mid-September now? Coming up to late September. Nothing's turned here. I think we are a late October fall for peak. And you're disagreeing.
But every year,
this is what I think. I'm like, oh, September hasn't turned yet. And then like mid-October is like where it's like, this is why we're here. Like, it's this absolute fall fest. So it wouldn't surprise me that Maine is a week or two ahead of that. So their fall festival is October 1st. At the Freiburg Fair, or at least as far as newengland.com goes, that's their list for the best fall festival in Maine.
Okay, that's fair. You got that? You got
that? I bet you're missing those drumsticks. If you're in New Hampshire, though, it's actually earlier. Their fairs come out in September, September 28th, and that's the Deerfield Fair, the Sandwich Fair. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? In Mass, you'll never guess the number one fair in Mass for fall.
Amherst Fall Festival.
No, it's the Big E.
Oh.
Which has already started. Didn't you say your daughter's doing something at the Big E this year?
I was about to bring that up. Again, shout out to Hebron Fair again. It was a good time. Just want to put that out there. Definitely worth going, especially if you're in the local area. Big E, yes. My daughter did a FFA, Future Farmer of America, contest where they made some decorations. They made some fall decorations like flowers. She had like a flower class and they had to submit it with all the other FFA people who have a flowery decorating class. She took it up there. She came in 11th. So she is the number one flower decorator maker in New England high schools that submitted this on behalf of the Future Farmers of America.
Congratulations to your daughter.
First time ever. First time making something like that. I think we got a winner.
So did you actually go to the fair then?
No. Why would I do that?
Because you said you were going to, so I kind of took you at your word. That was my mistake.
You think I'm going up there to support her? I just supported her on the show. What else does she want? No, we are going. We are going to see it.
I was going to say, is that staying on display then?
It'll be up there until the last day when me and you are going to go again probably and see it.
We are not going the last day.
Nah, it's on display the whole time, so I definitely plan on getting up there. It would be, wouldn't be cool if I didn't go now, right?
No, you got to go. The other big one in Mass actually threw me off a little bit. It's at Martha's Vineyard.
Woo!
I wonder what that's like, because to get to Martha's Vineyard's a little bit of a pain in the butt. You got to take the ferry out there, and the ferry only goes like twice a day. So I imagine those ferries are like just packed with people. Clearly, they're the people that can afford to stay on Martha's Vineyard for a week or two or for the season or whatever that is. But for the rest of us, we got to go jump on that ferry. And if there's actually a big to-do, I imagine it is awful.
Doesn't seem fun.
No?
Going to the fair in Martha's Vineyard?
Have you been to Martha's Vineyard?
I haven't, but it just doesn't seem, still doesn't seem fun.
There's not a lot of space for it. I don't know where they would put it exactly. But I guess I'm wrong, because there's the two different parts of the island. I've only been to the one. But I think there's like the ferry will actually go around to this other part on some part of the season. We should look into this because I have a vague memory from the one time I went. But I don't really know where they would put it. And then again, like the crowd, it is already a very crowded place. To put an attraction that draws more people. I don't know. I kind of want to see it. I guess now I have to know what happens.
We got to go. Let's do it.
We'll do Big E in the morning. Catch the ferry in the afternoon.
I like that idea. Yeah. I like where you're going.
And we'll do every, I mean, we'll just call Mass done.
And you know what we're going to do when we go to Martha's Vineyard? We're going to wear white after Labor Day.
Darn Skippy.
Go up there in white linen to the fair with an umbrella.
With an umbrella.
Flip-flops, no feet.
We're going to leave the feet and just wear the flip-flops.
That's right. Ooh, was that my stomach?
That is your stomach. This is after several Dunkin' Donuts, by the way. So when the show starts, it's like, Terrence, have you been running? Because he's like just packing down donuts, but he's in such great shape. So I was like, so Terrence, are you running again? Because bodies don't do that. And it turns out Terrence is running again, just as a side note. So good. That means
very right. Little.
Total right turn here. Tell us, are you completely healed though?
No, I'm not. Got a while to go.
No? All right.
Riley's still dusted and disgusted me. She's still challenging me to races, and when we finish, I'm dusted, disgusted, and can't be trusted.
All those things just from losing.
Hell yeah, it's hard. You know, losing is hard.
Yeah. How far are you running these days?
I can go 30 minutes usually without stopping now.
So about 6 miles?
20.
Where are your drumsticks that I didn't let you have?
No, that is, nowadays that's probably only 2 miles, but I usually do around 20, trying to get 3 days a week, but usually failing. I'm like 2 days a week, but it's good to be back on the roads, dodging cars on the tight roads. Can't wait till the winter comes where the roads get more narrow because of the snow.
Yeah,
looking forward to it because I gotta work on my dodging skills.
So Terrence calls me before the show because he's here and I'm not quite here yet. And he's like, I'm a Duncan. Have we talked about Duncan on the show? Have we talked about my complete disdain for this donut place? There's that everyone, it's basically a church here.
Yeah.
Duncan is practically a religion.
Krispy Kreme is only in Mohegan Sun.
Oh, that's a beautiful donut. But listen, I'll take a Dunkin' Donut sometime, especially around Halloween time. So Terrence calls me and is like, hey, do you want a donut? I'm at Dunkin'. Actually, you asked me if I want anything. Very kind of you. And I was like, yeah, just get me a Jelly Munchkin. And he's like, I'm not getting you one Jelly Munchkin.
Yeah, that is just like, one.
But the difference is Terrence runs and I don't. So that jelly munchkin is going straight to my thighs. And Terrence is like just downing three donuts before the show. And I'm like, goodness, like I need to run apparently because your metabolism is doing.
Long day in class, my
everything
friend.
Everything is long supposed day in to class. Do. Rhode Island.
Oh.
Go ahead.
The state that doesn't like me. Is that what, was it like Jeopardy?
Yes. Yes.
The what question is the state is, that doesn't yes. like me?
There's the Washington County Fair and Autumn Fest. I imagine Autumn Fest is the one you want to go to if you're a leafer. That's from October 6th to October 9th. Incidentally, I'm hearing something on Insta that's saying that there is a town in Vermont that does not want leafers going up there because they're doing a lot of road work, so they don't want extra people. But I imagine that's got to be doing exactly the opposite for right. them because no one's heard of this town. Now everyone's heard of this town because it's like they're getting all this publicity for saying, please don't come. All right. And then where's our Connecticut one? Did I skip that?
Hey, you can't be messing with Vermont, though. Vermont? What's Vermont? Oh, no, that's New Hampshire. Live free or die hard?
Free or die hard.
Don't, ain't Bruce Willis from there?
I hope they change that up.
Leave them folks alone out there.
Free or die hard. Connecticut, we did not get the.
As you go further up New England, it does. It gets a little more southern. You gotta be careful.
That is true. Goshen Fair has already happened.
That's New York?
No, that's Connecticut. And then Connecticut, Durham Fair. Durham. That's happening right now, 21st to the 23rd. So what is that, next weekend?
We gotta go.
That's this coming weekend.
This weekend, by the way.
You listening in the car right now or doing your gardening, you could actually just get up and go to the fair. It's in Durham, and I promise I pronounced that correctly.
And I promise you, it's not that far from you. Not more than 2 hours from wherever you're at.
We did miss Vermont, and I'm glad you brought it up. There's something called the Tunbridge World Fair. And that's happening right now as well.
The World Fair?
This is probably not the World Fair you're used to hearing about.
The World, Craig. Not just Vermont, but the world.
The world.
All right. That is something else. But we'll see. Hey, we've been to one. We're going to go to another. We're going to Big E. Watch out.
Right. So you went to an Autumn Fest already.
Yes.
I've been to two places. I was down in Norwalk the other day, but their festival isn't until this coming weekend. Here's the thing. If you come here, every town's having a fall festival. The question is, are you there on the right weekend? But those, according to newengland.com, those are the biggies. The only one I've been to is the Big E.
Right. I think it's because I'm just older. I want to go out on the record and say that. I just don't get the thrill out of going anymore. When I was younger and we'd go with friends, it was cool. But again, you know, it's a different vibe. And being at Hebron Fair, I did see it. Like, actually, my daughter was there with her friends and they were having a good time kicking it. So it was more like you're there with your friends. My youngest daughter had a great time. You know, she was running around getting on rides, watching me almost vomit. You can't do all that spinning after eating when you get this age.
Oh, you were riding the rides with her?
Yeah, I was riding those dangerous rides. I really felt good.
I
don't ride fair rides, as I told you before, but
yeah, I'll eat shrimp recklessly. I will not get on those rides.
I'm saying that's. I agree. That's a, it's a gamble. I'm saying. Yeah, I think I said this around the Big E. Any place that puts up a ride that rides in the town, parks, puts up the ride, and then tells you to get on it, I'm just not certain.
Right, it's like the IKEA of rides, right? They're just there with their little Ellen keys, like just quickly going. Droot, droot, droot.
I never see any engineers there.
No, it's the same six people doing it over and over again.
I don't see no yellow vest. I don't see no blue vest. I don't see name tags to say engineer. I see like red and the other homies.
If there's something like a carousel, you know, something that if it all goes the wrong way. You're still okay. I'll get on those. The ones that are like spinning as the entire wheel turns.
Yes, they had that at the Hebron Fair.
Yeah, they always have it. And I just think you're just.
That's very fearful.
I feel like it's unwinding the screws, you know, as they're spinning faster and faster. Whatever screw they put in is just slowly going.
But hey, I want to be fair to the fair. Again, I have heard more mishaps at like the Six Flags than I have at these local fairs. So I'm probably wrong.
Yeah. We should do a show on Six Flags New England sometime.
Is there Six Flags in New England?
Are you being serious? You're not being serious.
I'm being Terrence.
Where are your drumsticks? Yeah, it's like 45 minutes from us. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
You got Bugs Bunny there. I know Six Flags.
It's
we used to have season passes.
You know, when you see what Disney's doing and when you see what Universal's doing, if you think that's what you're going to when you go to a Six Flags, you're going to be so disappointed. It's a much nicer state fair is what a Six Flags is, you know, and the rides have been there all the time. So a little more faith that they're going to work, but you're right. You probably read about more problems at a Six Flags than you do at a Hebron fair.
Oh, hey, we need to leave Big E alone. We might need a sponsor one day. I don't think Big E's going to sponsor us now, T.
They totally will. We'll do the whole born again Big E thing. We'll be like, oh my goodness, we didn't like it at first, and then we saw the light.
We had to go on the first day.
The problem was we go too late in the season.
Be a first dayer.
Yeah.
First day at the Big E. Walk around and you see me. You might me and see a T on TV. I messed up the word. That's it. That's all I got.
That's
for
how it ends. That's right there.
Y'all didn't come here to hear all that. I could have went on to spit this hot fire, but y'all have to pay extra for that. You have to pay me like three times more than you're paying now to listen to this podcast.
All right.
Even though 3 times 0 is 0, but hey.
We got to change that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Football season's here, my friend.
Yeah, so I did also want to bring up the fact that you went to a Boston College game. I've never been to a Boston College game, and I think Boston College has a reputation. There are so many schools here, and there are the Ivies that everyone knows. But I think Boston College is one that everybody knows, too. Like,
yes,
that's one when you say Boston College, people are like, oh, yeah, I know that.
Doug Flutie, and more recently.
You're pointing at me.
Played for Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, Tim Wishkel. Is it Tim?
Can you stop?
Someone fell for that. Someone just like me is listening to this. I was like, I have no idea who Tim Wishkel is.
Matty Ice. Matt Ryan went to BC.
Very nice.
Yes. I want to say this. Comparison. So went there to see them play Florida State, which is a school. Travis was arguing with me one day that FSU Florida State was not a well-known football school, which would probably, if you're from Florida or a football fan in general.
The guy that just made up Tim Wishkel was having this really serious college football fight. Just keep that in mind. Keep going.
But great game. BC played great. I want to go to the team first. BC played great. They had a stud back there, a quarterback that kept a minute. They were a 3-score underdog. They only lost by 2. Still lost. Florida State was number 3 in the nation. BC is unranked. I could go on, but good game. However, a lot of times when you talk about going to a game, me and you always talk about the stadium experience. Kind of like we talk about our favorite AA park in Dunkin' Donuts. Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts Stadium.
Yeah.
Stadium experience, man, at BC is rough. But I'll do the comparison. One that I'll give them credit for, it is on campus. UConn's not on campus. You got to get on the bus to go there if you're a student or drive. And the neighborhood, no comparison. BC, you park. We parked at a grocery store, actually, and walked. It's in a neighborhood. I don't mean, it's not at East Hartford. It's in a neighborhood with, like, probably $2 million houses as you walk there. So in Chestnut Hill, I think. That's where Boston College is at. So we're walking. You get there. It's Alumni Stadium. It's on campus. So, again, that part, I think, you know, just being on campus is cool. They got us beat. After that, that's what the experience stops at. Like UConn, Rensselaer Field, Pratt & Whitney Stadium, significantly better experience. Boston College Stadium is smaller. And I'm not so much the seats. The seats, you know, I'm not expecting a Notre Dame or Tennessee size stadium. But just the experience when you get in, like the food lines are tight because, you know, at Pratt & Whitney, you know, when you go out, they it's big enough they have the food trucks there. And they have different restaurants like Chick-fil-A and then they have the local vendors where they just do the hot dogs and stuff like that. So would you say a decent variety? Not like going to one of those outdoor places where they have all these different food and like, or the food truck things when they have all those vendors out on a nice day at the beach or something like that, but decent variety. Boston College, steak, cheesesteak.
Shut up.
What, steak, cheesesteak, and like a sausage steak, what they call a sausage steak, which is basically a sausage dog or whatever, and popcorn.
Oh, I thought you were going to go in on like this. There's a steak sit-down restaurant and then a lobster roll. Like, I thought you were going to say like it's a pretty affluent experience.
Steak, cheesesteak. I think they had a hot dog also. And that's it. There was no variety in there. And of course, they had the beer and the drinks and stuff like that. But I don't drink beer. But for the people who did, they had a few. And it was the food. Oh, yeah. I ate something and made my stomach hurt. Like I wasn't right. I think Boston College, and this is not to be, I'm not even being hyperbole. I think I might have got food poisoning at Boston College. It definitely made me poop. That's right. I said it on air, people. Make my stomach hurt.
I think you're allowed to say that word.
Not poop on myself, by the way. I want to say that. It wasn't that bad. Can be going around saying you pooped on yourself, but I did not. However, made it just a bad experience. No variety. And it's tight. Like, you know, you stand in the line. At our games, you stand like this. You're looking. Here's the thing. You're back this way.
Yeah.
Their line's just, again, the hallways or whatever you would call it. It's just narrow. It's just not a fun game experience. We're just walking around the stadium and stuff. You don't get the same. The coolest thing I would say is if you like being close to the field and seeing the field, when you first walk into the stadium, where we walked in at, it was on the bottom level. So you walk into the stadium and you're right on the field and then you go up to your seat unless you're sitting right close to the field. But
it doesn't sound like you're recommending this place.
It is. It's just not, you know, it's weird because Boston College has a bigger football history than UConn does.
Okay.
Like, they have been known. They've better record, I'm sure. They've always been in a major conference. All
have
these
they
things.
Really? I can't even think of, like, any time I've heard of a Boston College football game.
But they really have. Again, Doug Flutie, you know. And again, that's an old name. But again, Matt Ryan, they legitimately have a better tradition than us. And again, I wasn't surprised at the size. It's just I figured the experience would just be better overall. A third of the fans there were Florida State fans.
Right.
Just and the Florida State probably travels well, but the Florida State fans up there doing that. What some people would call a tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Good for you.
Makes me feel racist. But had to, you know, but I'm, you know, not to knock my Florida State fans. But it was again, the game experience, it just wasn't there. So if I'm doing stadiums, compare them to UConn right now. UConn number one, Boston College. I haven't been to many, but I'm gonna rank them number four right now. I'm sure I've been to two other stadiums that's better than them.
So let me ask this, and you should know. I feel like you know the schools here a lot better.
They got a stud quarterback though. The quarterback was awesome at Boston College. So some of the players dynamic. Check out the quarterback. Don't know his name for Boston College. He was good. Should have came to UConn, man.
What is the difference between Boston College and Boston University? Like, is there one that is are they both really good schools? Is there one like, oh, you went to Boston University since you're better? So like, I know that AOC went to Boston University.
AOC?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Do you not know her? Oh, all right. Well, college football. She's a very, very famous politician, we'll say. So regardless of that, like when we're talking about, because I didn't know when we were looking at colleges here with my kids, I saw Boston College, I saw Boston University.
Gotcha.
I didn't know which one was better, which one was worse. Do you know? Do you know which one's more prestigious?
I think either one of those are pretty good. I will say I've heard of Boston College before I heard of Boston University. And I guess they each have their own thing, but I don't know in the rankings where they were ranked, but I will say you're not doing bad going to either one of them.
I got to say, as someone who doesn't know the difference, Boston University sounds like one of those online schools, you know, that you see on like 11 or 12 o'clock at night, like go to Boston University and continue your career or whatever, you know. Boston University does not sound prestigious to me.
Or like one of the ones that you see in the movie, you know, when they're making up these names like Cal U.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, there's nothing legitimate from Boston University. When I hear that, I'm like, I don't know if that's a real school.
Boston U legit.
Yeah. But I do know people went there and have graduated and have gone on to great things. So I imagine it's somewhat prestigious.
Yes.
So in Boston, is MIT also in Boston?
Yep.
You have MIT and then Harvard is not in Boston proper, but it's like right next door.
Cambridge. Well, yeah. Boston area. Yeah. Cambridge.
Yeah.
That's Harvard.
Boston has got a lot of schools.
Indeed.
How many does it have? Few. Have we even?
87.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of, that's yeah, a lot of schools for any town. You didn't just make that up, did you?
Hey, fact check it. Google it.
I think quite four. I think four universities.
I'm just saying the area in general.
We're not even talking like community colleges. To go to any of those four, you would be doing pretty well.
I agree.
That's
got
to be.
Then they got Tufts. Tufts is in Boston also. Like Berklee Music School.
Berklee College of Music is there in Boston as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Northeastern, also Boston. They got a ton. That's 80 right there.
There's no other state that has that many prestigious schools, and they have that many just in one city.
Georgia does.
Georgia.
Georgia has that many, and Atlanta has that many.
Okay, go ahead. Do the same thing.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'll just take your word on that.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Emory University.
Okay.
Morehouse College. Spelman College.
Morehouse is as good as it gets.
Spelman College. Better than it gets. Clark Atlanta University.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, they're all there.
No, I believe you that they're all there.
Fact check, sign, seal, deliver it. I'm yours.
All right. We are coming up on the hour. And we might get kicked out of here. It's pretty late.
Ain't nobody going to kick us out.
No one's going to kick us
out.
Nobody
going to put hands on us.
Shout out to Bon Bon Vivant.
Yeah, I'll take us out. Take us out well. Hey, if you come up here, I want you all to know, and this is my new epiphany, New England cares about football just as much as the South does. I told Travis he doesn't believe it. I want everybody to peep this.
Yeah.
So many schools here have football. I'm not saying the talent level is there. So many of these schools, small, and they all have football. I have a theory behind it I'll go into next time. But you think about it, UConn, you got UConn, Boston College. Boston University doesn't have one anymore. I don't think Northeastern has one anymore. But then all these small schools like Bates, Trinity, Williams, Amherst, all have football teams. Southern Connecticut, Western Connecticut, Central Connecticut, all have football teams. I think all the Ivies, football teams. The Northeast, kind of strong. They really like football. Now, we can't get some of the players to really play it here at the level that they do down south and out in the Midwest, but I think we like it. Just, well, you know what? I'll say it more. I'll say just as much.
Who's we? Because like in the South, high school football is an event.
I'm not saying high school.
I know, but I'm just saying like football is so important in the South. If popular television and film is to be believed, then it's not just like, oh, we like football. It's like, what are you doing? The whole town is going to that high school game. The whole town's going to that community college game. Like everything about football, again, if popular media has told me the truth, is
no community college football though.
Fair enough. But is it, I don't think it's the case here that we love it that much.
I think, well, should I edit then or change that? We like having it around just as much as the South.
Okay.
Because so many schools have a program. It costs money to run these programs, and we just pumping it in and like, hey, you come play football here.
There's just no way that Boston College is getting a lot of money from its football program.
Used to. Well, I don't know about it. I'm lying. I don't know how much money they get. But Boston College is in a major conference, so they actually are pulling some money from for their football program.
So weird.
They're in the ACC.
All right.
Atlanta Coast Conference.
I'm a very, very casual college football watcher. I'll give you that. I watch four or five teams. Of those four or five teams, I'll watch two games in the entire year. And like, so of those two games, I'll pick from the four or five teams.
Utah, UConn, right?
Utah, UConn next week. I'll watch that game. I'll go to that game. I've never seen anyone play Boston College. That's all I'm saying. Like, no one has bragged about it. No one's like, oh, next week we're playing Boston College. And again, I admit, like, anyone listening to this is like, what are you talking about? Everyone does. It's amazing. I believe you. I do. It's just, as a very casual college football watcher, I've never heard of anyone playing Boston College. I've never heard of anyone losing to Boston College either.
Now, I want to be fair. You also never heard of Florida State University.
I don't know that that's true. You're telling me
it's
true?
You didn't know they had a good... You don't know if it's true they have a good football program or not?
So, yeah, I probably didn't know if they had a good football program, but I hear Florida all the time. Whether it's Florida, whatever, Miami, Florida University, Florida State. I don't know which one's good and which one's bad.
There you
go,
Florida University. That's worse than Boston University.
Is it?
University of Florida, you mean?
Whatever you call it.
Same thing.
It's all the same. It's all the same. They all kick. They all have kickers, right? So now that you know I'm the most credible source here, I think I can badmouth Boston. I have nothing to say, no badmouthing for Boston College. They may be amazing. I'm just saying I've never heard of them. I don't know anyone who's like, oh, yeah, got to go get my Boston College gear. I don't know. I might be wrong.
Hey, all I'm saying is what we learned on the show today is go to Vermont and go mess up that road so you can see the leaves.
Mess up the road, yeah.
Come up and go see my daughter's flower display at the Big E.
The Big E.
Come go to some small D3 Ivy League and UConn football games. You can't skip Boston College football game. Sorry, BC. Just, you got to up that experience, baby.
Up the stadium.
And come over here and be on the show.
Who?
Anybody. WHUS. On what campus? At UConn campus.
Yeah.
Meet us in the studio.
Maybe don't do that. Call in first and we'll have a chat. Send us anything at info@connecticut.show or go to connecticut.show.com. No, sorry, connecticut.show. There's no .com. The dot show is the end. Go to connecticut.show. There's a form there. Tell us you want to be on the show and why. We'll almost definitely talk to you about it.
My favorite fan, shout out. You are right. Jen, it is you, our favorite fan.
Oh, right. Yeah, Jen sent in and she was like, am I the Jen you were talking about?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're the number one homie.
And that will change.
Well, t-shirt is coming. That'll change?
Well, it won't change. There'll be another Jen, the scientist that is talking to us about Mount Washington. Her name is Jen as well.
She may go to number one, but this Jen is always going to be my favorite.
Fair enough. That's really sad. She's got no shot next week. No shot. What if she gets the square root of this room?
Anybody can get the square root of the room.
All right. Fair enough. For Travis Poppleton.
And Terrence, the square root of 10 is something. I don't know what it is.
Do you have a last name? Was that the whole name?
That was it.
This is That Connecticut Show.
Well, does FCC require us to do that?
No.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, peace, love.